Soul Tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live Sports Talk Show.
We are ready to get this thing moving to talk about all the hot topics this week in sports. We will talk about NBA playoffs, NHL hockey playoffs, Major League Baseball, the NFL draft, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also, all of the other hot topics in sports today as far as what is going on. Many, many things going on. I am Kevin Cameron. Bill Neal will be joining us shortly. We have a couple guests in the studio today that I would like to introduce you to. We have Smokin' Jim Frazier, the NFL draft expert. So once we start talking about the draft, he will provide us with a lot of information regarding the draft. And Jim, you know I will be challenging you, as I always do, when it comes to the NFL draft. So, you know, you still have a couple more minutes. If you need to look over your notes or whatever you do, you need to go ahead and get it done. Because I'm gonna come strong, so I hope you're ready, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we also have Mark Whited here today to talk about some hockey, NHL hockey, as well as Major League Baseball. He's a big Pittsburgh Pirate fan. I'm a big Pittsburgh Pirate fan as well. But when I provide my opinion, I provide my opinions based on my head and not my heart. Mark likes to bring it to you from the heart, more especially the Pittsburgh Pirates. Even though, hey, Mark, that's my team, but I have to be honest, as I always say, I have to go with my head, not my heart, especially with the ownership that the Pittsburgh Pirates have as well. I have to go with my head, but we'll talk about all of those different aspects of sports that I mentioned. But right now, let's break it down into the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs are off and rolling, and what you know, the very first series, I would like to start off in the West in the NBA, because who actually picked Portland over New Orleans? And if you guys, I know you're here for your specific sports, but you can hop in, and Trev, our producer to my right, could hop in as well to have some good NBA conversation. I know myself, I have Portland.
Break up the Pelicans.
Break them up, huh? Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is balling. Okay, he's actually leading this team. And I would say, as of right now, New Orleans is the surprise of the NBA, because as I indicated before, I definitely had New Orleans losing to Portland. But not only did New Orleans not only lose, they actually swept Portland. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure if maybe Portland wasn't as good as we thought, or maybe New Orleans might just be a lot better than what we thought. I'm going to throw that out there. What do you think, guys?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both.
Okay, Mark?
Well, Anthony Davis has been playing like a man amongst boys. I thought he was over in Lithuania for a minute.
All right, Jim. That was a little undercut there, huh?
Oh, Kev, I think Portland was surprised, because remember, Boogie Cousins was supposed to be part of that tandem for New Orleans for the Pelicans. And Boogie Cousins went out with an injury,
right,
which means he wasn't around for the rest of the regular season, the end of the regular season, and then he wasn't around for the playoffs. So I think that Anthony Davis, AD, the brow, a.k.a. the brow, I think he just took over. I mean we always expected him to, and he just came through this time.
So he understands what playoff basketball is all about.
Of course.
Stepping up your game during the NBA playoffs. But, of course, you can't do it by yourself. You can only go so far in the NBA playoffs by yourself. So he does have a lot of support as well. So, again, they swept New Orleans 4-0. And when it comes to, go ahead, Trev.
Did you take note to
he had
to,
47 points one game.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Did you take note to the for the series, Mark, for the series, AD, a.k.a. the Brow, 33 points per game. This is the average. 12 rebounds per game, 2 block shots per game.
How many dunks?
As many as he wanted. As many
points
as he wanted.
Are points. It doesn't matter how you make them. I mean, you could have one, two, or three, but
some
points
of his dunks were
are points.
They do intimidate the opponent because some of those alley-oops were very intimidating, monster slams coming out of nowhere. And like I said, he just looked like a man amongst boys to me.
Well, how does that translate then against Houston? Because that's most likely who they'll play in the next round.
Well, hold that point, Marv. We'll talk about that, but I still want to talk about this sweep of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about players that actually step their game up. And, you know, in the playoffs also, there's players that you really never heard of or you forgot about, and they come out of nowhere, it appears. So when you talk about a guy such as Drew Holiday, he really stepped his game up. So I know Anthony Davis gets most of the attention, but now Drew Holiday said, hey, I'm here too. I'm here to ball. We're trying to win. And then another player, an experienced guy, savvy veteran, we're talking about Rajon Rondo. Oh. You know, he's been around the league. He's been tested in the playoffs for Boston. He won, I believe, what?
He won
one or two championships
at least,
anyway.
Because he was with the Big Three.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, New Orleans, I think they put everybody on notice. Hey, we're here. We're ready to go. You can't take us lightly because we're trying to get this thing done. Now, I would like to just move on because you talked about Houston, Mark. Now, Houston versus
Minnesota,
as of today, Houston is leading 2-1 going into game 4 Monday night. And then game 5 is on Wednesday. So once this shows air on Wednesday night, there'll be 2 more games in the book. Okay? So based on that, Wednesday night, Mark, do you expect this series to be over?
No.
Or do you think they'll be playing on Friday?
Oh, they'll be playing on Friday.
And why do you say that? How many
I'm
games
take
do
back
you
what
see?
I said. I see Houston winning in 5.
You see them winning in 5, so they'll win the next 2.
I think so.
Okay.
Wake-up call for them in game 3.
Okay, what you think, Trav?
I see that series, actually, if Minnesota can catch their wind, and if they can pull off, if Mark thinks Minnesota can win 1 game, I think they can win 2. And that's a stretch. But I think that Houston, I'm not sold on Houston. And the reason being is because everybody is just talking about the beard, James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Paul, through the regular season, he was up and down. You know, so he came through in game 2 for Houston because James Harden had a terrible game. And then here comes Chris Paul picking up the pieces. That's what they expected him to do once they acquired him. So that's cool. But I don't know how long you're going to ride that wave. Everybody's hyped on Houston. I've never been sold on Houston. Even though they had the best record in the regular season, at the end of the regular season.
So who do you like, Trev? Well, I mean, what are
as
you saying?
I think that Minnesota can win another at least 2 games. I think this is going to go. They'll be playing on Friday, definitely.
Friday would be
game 4 on Monday. Game 5 is on Wednesday, which we're preceding. This show is preceding game 5. And then game 6 is on Friday.
Right. So game
but
7.
But you have it
so
going 7.
I think they're going 7, yes.
And you think Houston will pull it out?
I think Houston will pull
end?
It out, yeah. Because Minnesota's an 8th seed.
Yeah.
I don't think Minnesota's going to win this series.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Golden State
is
a number 2 seed, and Houston is number 1.
I think
And we'll talk about Golden State.
I was going to say, we'll talk about that
as well. Yeah.
You.
But, you know, I'm looking at guys like Andrew Wiggins mm-hmm. and Jimmy Butler mm-hmm. that's really playing good ball. Jeff Teague,
yep.
you know, really playing good ball. And these guys, they're bringing it. You know, they were down 2-0, and they said, hey, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but you didn't mention the big guy. You didn't mention the big cat, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Karl-Anthony Towns and as well.
He's the centerpiece.
I think. A very solid player.
Right. And I think Wiggins coming through. That's what I said. If they can catch their wind, you got these young guys. You know, Andrew Wiggins, remember, he's been injured off and on. So I think he's just getting his wheels under him, to be honest with you. Jimmy Butler, who came over from Chicago, they thought that he would be instrumental, which he is. He got the offense going. He plays a little bit of defense. I mean, and I think if these guys can find their rhythm, remember, I think they got Derrick Rose on the bench.
Yeah, I was going to mention Derrick Rose. Yeah,
they got Derrick Rose on the bench.
He had a great game three.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And you know what Derrick Rose said as well?
I didn't hear it. What did he say?
You know what he said?
What did he say?
Smoking Jim. He said, I'm back. He said he's back to the old Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's back to the old Derrick Rose,
there could be
problems, man, right? It could make a tremendous difference.
And you know why he's feeling so comfortable? You know why, right?
Why?
Because Tom Thibodeau's the head coach. Tom Thibodeau had him when he's in Chicago.
And he brought him over from Chicago.
Well,
so he
brought
knew
him
what
over
he,
from Cleveland this time.
Over from Cleveland.
When Cleveland let him go, Tom Thibodeau reached out to him and brought him back into Minnesota. But they were together in Chicago when Derrick came into the league.
Okay. What I'm starting to see in the NBA, and I know Bill Neal is not here yet, and maybe, you know, I'll be able to throw this out to him, you know, when he comes in as well. But always argue the point that they didn't play much defense in the NBA. But what I'm starting to see in the playoffs, there's a lot of defense that's being played. And that's making a tremendous difference in these games that I'm seeing. Now, that begs the question as well, game three. I just saw Chris Paul get schooled, okay, by one of their point guards. I'm trying to think of the name.
For the Timberwolves?
For the Timberwolves.
Jeff Teague?
Jeff Teague. I think he's the one that took Chris Paul from the top of the key to the hole like it was nothing. So, you know, Chris Paul, aging vet, can he play defense?
Right. And you know what? And not to cut you off, but also you got to mention Aaron Brooks, who's playing for them. He's a point guard. Minnesota. I'm talking about Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And then they got Tyus Jones. And Tyus Jones, I loved watching him at Duke. When he was it Duke? Yeah, at Duke. When he was at Duke. And he was touted when he came into the league. Now, he's a smaller point guard, but he's quick. And he can pass. He has good court vision. So, I mean, Minnesota's not totally empty-handed when you look at their arsenal.
Yeah, because when I look at Minnesota's roster and I take a look at Houston's roster, I'm not sure Minnesota really, you know, from man to man, they might have a better roster than Houston. Overall roster.
Yeah, when you're talking about support for, like, James Harden and Chris Paul.
Exactly.
Right, I got you.
Exactly. Got you. So we need to continue to watch that series, and it should be interesting. Okay, so I still think at the end I would still have to go with Houston. Because when you play that type of ball over 82 games, I don't think it just goes away. So, again, we'll see what happens. You have something else, Trey?
Yeah, remember, because Houston, I was going to bring out the point that Houston, remember Eric Gordon was a defensive player of the year last year for the Houston Rockets. So, you know, he's a shooting guard that's playing for the Rockets, but, I mean, he's there. So, when you look at the supporting cast and the roster, everybody focuses on James Harden. They focus on Chris Paul. I mean, you got Gerald Green, who's still with the club. He can play. Nene's always a force under the boards. You can't never forget about Nene.
Yeah.
Because he can score for and sure. He can get rebounds.
Yeah.
For
and
he plays
and
tough.
Is how old is Lene now? He's up there in basketball age.
Yeah, because he's been in the league for a while. So I would say that he is probably around, 35? He's 35, actually.
35.
He's
35. Yeah,
about 35 years old.
He played in Washington a long time. Yeah.
Yep, he was. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. He was with the Wizards for a long time. Yeah. Yep.
All right, so let's transition to the next series in the West. Golden State And San Antonio, Golden State was up 3-0. As of Monday night, it's 3-1 going into game four, I believe, on Tuesday. No, it's 3-1.
3-1.
It's 3-1 as of Monday
night.
You're right. Going into game four on Tuesday, then maybe game six on Thursday.
The game five's in Golden State. Back home, I think it's going to be over.
You don't think San Antonio. All this think Golden State, the Warriors, are going to mess them around.
No, I don't think they're going to mess around.
They're going to say, we need to close this thing out now.
There's two things you're hearing about from the Spurs. The Kawhi thing, plus the Popovich's wife died. So, I don't know. I think San Antonio's done.
Yeah, I think in the last game, I think they were playing for Mrs. Popovich, Aaron Popovich.
Yeah.
Actually, the game before that, they were playing for her, but they were away from home, so I don't think they had the energy. And plus, Coach Pop didn't coach in that game, the game before this last one. So I think with him missing, with them being on the road, and then just hearing about it, I think that took away from them. But they tried to pump up themselves and play, but you were playing in Oakland, so you can forget that. But then when they came home for the last game, I think all the energy just came out and they just played. I think they were playing for her, but I don't think it lasts either.
No,
I think Golden State is like waking up a sleeping giant.
Right.
And Golden State to get them. But, gentlemen, I have to ask you this question. Golden State is not the same team without Steph.
Of course not.
And he's not expected to play for a while.
I would say you're right, Trev, but Golden State is really a unique team. They're, of course, very experienced. And they're a team that understands how to turn it on when they need to turn it on. And I believe also Golden State will end it in five games. So I expect for them to win game number five coming up here and moving on. But they are different.
Right.
Without Curry on the floor,
right.
And we don't know if he will be back the next series or not.
Right. There's no timetable on it so far, so he's expected not to play for a little while. So let me ask you this, and then I'm going to ask Bill the same question. If the Warriors should have to play without Steph Curry for the duration, can they win the title?
No. I think they can.
I'm voting no.
Here's what's important to know. I'm a humble guy.
Can you spell humble, Bill?
No, but I know people who are humble. It's close enough. Kev, I want to get a couple things straight here.
Get it straight, Bill. Let us know what's going on.
Let Major Mark Whited know he don't live here. He just visited.
Exactly.
So he don't get to make the wisecracks.
You're right.
You just visited,
he comes on when we want him on.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get to make the funny stuff. I do the funny stuff. That's number one. Number two.
I'm going
to
go stand in the corner for
yeah.
Me, okay?
Well, you know,
I'll be back
be
in about a minute.
Yeah, now, to Trev's question, let me go on record to say, and Lord knows, anybody that knows me knows, these words coming out my mouth ain't easily coming out. But if LeBron James decides that he's going to take over a game, he takes over a game. And if he decides he's going to take over two games, he takes over two games. So the Pacers may think or may have thought that they were on their way down the stretch. LeBron had another thought coming.
Well, we're going to
because
get there,
he's turned into the beast. That is unstoppable.
Well, we're on the West, right, and we'll get there right, once we get to
you want
to
me to
East.
Shut up and answer the question?
Exactly.
Okay, just
that would be helpful.
That would be shut up and answer the question. Yes, they can win without Curry. Yes, they can win without Curry. But they have a better chance of winning with Curry. But they got a lot of weapons in Golden State.
Exactly.
They got a lot of weapons. And Thompson can fill it up. And you know what happens sometimes when you lose a key component to your operation, other people step up, champions step up. And Klay Thompson, you know, if he gets the word from the trainer, Steph's not going to be with us, then Klay Thompson goes into a mindset of, all right, showtime for Klay Thompson. I mean, not in an egotistical way, but then his mindset goes to what he has to do. And then when you start unloading, you know, a lot of times in basketball, Jim wouldn't know anything about this, Kev, because he's a football player, track guy, wouldn't know a basketball if you bounce it off his head.
Well, that's why he's not saying much.
So I explain it to him. a lot of times in basketball, the one of the consummate team sports, everybody knows their role, and you actually practice based on your role. You practice based on how you are placed in the game set, and certain people know that there are certain things. That's why you will rarely see a big man take off with the ball, because he's practiced day in and day out. Rebound the ball, kick it out, boom. So it's not instinctive, and it's not the way most teams operate. So Klay Thompson will play in a sort of vacuum that allows Steph Curry to do what he does. That's teamwork. And most often they do it happily. So when Klay Thompson is told that Steph Curry's not going to be there, he's going to change his mindset and play a different game. I'm not boring you, am I, Jim? You keeping up? All right, if you want a pen to take notes, you got all this. So that's what happens in basketball. I expect that Golden State will win the West. But the bigger reason for that, the bigger reason than the supporting cast or all of the supporting cast, is one, Kevin Durant. You know, that's the cat that can fill it up. And he can give you 34, 36, 38, 42 points on any given night. So as long as you have him and you got Klay Thompson and the rest of that supporting cast, I still say it's too many weapons for the likes of San Antonio or even Houston, for that matter. Houston's the scare in the West. Houston's the scare in the West. But, look, it's like we've seen, you know, Harden has several different faces. Like, which Harden is going to show up? You know, which Harden do you have tonight? Do you have the consummate offensive machine that could care less about his teammates? Or do you have the Harden that decides? It's amazing sometimes. You know, Larry Bird's greatest attribute and greatest gift to basketball is his commitment to team, to sacrifice all of the things for the benefit of the team. And everybody's not built that way. Everybody isn't made that way. Everybody isn't capable. I remind people often, am I off the beaten path? Hang in with me, Jim. I'll get back to the main point in a minute. You know, people forget how when Jordan won those titles, he didn't do those things on his own. And more often than not, he was setting somebody else up, Scottie Pippen. But do you remember the championship game when he went to the sideline and he held a towel up to his face and he looked at Steve Kerr and said, I'm coming to you. Because he knew the double team was coming to him. He kicks it to Steve Kerr. They win another title. So that's the consummate team player. No matter how great you are individually, are you willing to sacrifice your team? I don't know if Harden has that DNA in him. And, you know, to a fault, LeBron has it. Sometimes too much. So have I said too much, Kev?
Yes, you did, Bill. We have probably about, I guess, two more minutes before we go to break. So let's get this last game in on the west side of the NBA bracket, Oklahoma City versus Utah. As of Monday night, the series was 2-1, Utah going into game four. So Utah was up 2-1. And game four is on Monday.
In Utah.
And then we have game five on Wednesday. So by the time that this airs again, that night, there will be two more games in the book. So will Utah go ahead and close this thing out, or are we looking at Oklahoma City coming back and winning in six games or seven games?
Well, Oklahoma City better win tonight or else they're going to be done.
On Monday night.
Right, because if it's at home, and Utah could go up 3-1.
So you're saying if Utah goes up 3-1, it's over, it's a wrap.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, Oklahoma City is certainly capable of winning 3 in a row, but that's kind of hard in the playoffs.
Well, that's another great example, too. Westbrook is that same kind of player. On any given night, he's obviously capable of a triple-double. On every given night, he's capable of a triple-double. But at one point, does he decide less points and more assists for the benefit of the team to win the game? And is he a bad guy because he wants to excel at the level that he is able to do so? So, you know, again, you've got to have that makeup in your DNA that you want more for the team than you do for yourself. Not that Westbrook is selfish. Not that any of those guys I described are selfish. It's just that some people have in their makeup a Magic Johnson-like toughness of wanting to win for the team above all other things.
So are you also describing someone like Donovan Mitchell, who is just balling right now? And he really put Utah in a great position to possibly win the series.
And surprisingly.
Well, I wouldn't say it's surprisingly. I mean, everybody, Donovan Mitchell has really had a nice season.
Well, not him surprisingly, but Utah being in the position. I don't think anybody expected that.
You have two big surprises in the West. Just imagine you could have New Orleans and Utah moving on. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, I don't think that was predicted.
I'm actually, again, Monday night is 2-1. So I'm actually taking Oklahoma City to win in six games. I just believe Paul George, he's a beast when he gets started. And then you have Russell Westbrook, the same thing there. He's a beast, even though he might not shoot for a high percentage. But he shoots enough where he's going to get his points.
Well, as the major alluded to, down 3-1 is a tough hole to dig out of.
Well, I think Monday night, I'm expecting them to win Monday night to tie it up 2-2, and then going ahead 3-2 on Wednesday, and then they'll be in good shape. So we'll see how things materialize.
Well, the shape we're in now is break time shape, and we'll be back momentarily to kick it on NBA stuff, and then the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers drafting somebody, and I'm going to tell you why I'm wearing this Joe Green shirt and all that. Be back in a minute.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let me see you go back.
We are back talking NBA basketball. We're going to break this thing down.
Wait.
On the East.
Wait.
Go ahead, Bill. What do you want, man?
What music was that?
Hey, back and forth.
Some more music your daughter
back
gave you, man.
Back and forth. We got to break this thing down, man, in the right context.
Everybody
now
in this room is over 70 and don't have a clue what that music
except
was.
Except me.
Well, come on, man.
Except me.
Come on with some Earth, Wind, and Fire,
don't
man.
Don't include me.
Come on with some Earth, Wind, and
don't
Fire.
Don't include me in that number.
You don't know what the, you don't even know the name of that record.
But,
your
but
daughter
see,
told you to play
you
that.
You have to understand what's relevant, and that's old if you know anything. That's old, so you should know that song.
I ain't never heard that song in my life.
Play back, it. Back, forth, forth is all about the East and the NBA. If you take a look at the four series, they're all 2-2. And it's a roller coaster, up and down,
you
back and forth.
You thought this whole
thing
through, didn't you?
Exactly.
You thought this whole.
You see how I touched.
No.
Give me a pound here.
I'm clear. Yeah. No, I'm clear now. Okay, go ahead. I'm
wait,
clear.
Wait.
Okay, you're kidding me now.
Philly's up 3-1. Come on.
I said three of the four series. Oh.
Okay.
You
okay,
know,
obviously.
Up and down,
once again,
back and forth.
But once again, clearly we're not getting through. You're visiting. You're not a regular. So shut it up.
And Mark, if you want to be on, man, you got to do a little bit of homework before you come on board. So in the East, if we could get to some basketball.
Now it needs to be pointed out to our national audience. There's five men in the room. One of them is white. Do you know who's here to talk about the Penguins? All right, there you go.
But see, we're very inclusive.
That's inclusive.
We're
right.
Very inclusive. Now, one of the things.
It's not like buy something or get out. It's not like you're going to buy something or get out.
You're right.
We're not like that.
You're right. We have everyone play a role with what we do. But let's get gate, you.
But that gateway Cal State education leaves you lacking the rest of your life. The whole nation knows about Starbucks putting black people out for not buying and smoking Jim. Where did you get the tag smoking from? Because your fire is a little diminished. Go ahead, Kev. I'm sorry. No more interruptions.
We're going to start north of the border. How's that? Right. Toronto. So let's talk about this series. Toronto and Washington, as of Monday night, they were tied 2-2. So going into game 5 Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in Toronto. So by the time this airs, they should already have thrown the ball up for the tip, the opening tip. So as we sit here, I know, Bill, during the break, you had some concerns regarding the number one seed of the tournament actually coming through and beating Washington. Well, why do you feel that way?
Well, when I was making reference to Cleveland being able to beat Washington?
Yes.
Well, I just think Washington has matchup problems with everybody has matchup problems with LeBron. But I think that you need a team that's strong front court that can battle LeBron and contest him, especially when he decides to.
Why do you keep bringing LeBron up, man? LeBron might not even be around the next round.
What are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about Toronto and Washington. Why do you feel Toronto will beat Washington or Washington will be Toronto,
well, no,
or you might have concerns with it?
I don't. If you check the records, you'll see I picked Toronto to win the East. I was just speaking in general terms that if LeBron decides to take over a game or a series, there's been few people capable of that, and he's one of them. And looking at, you know, a lot of people count Cleveland out, said the supporting cast.
But LeBron isn't playing. It's Toronto and Washington.
I'm talking about the end of the road. Who will emerge from the East in the end?
Okay, but I'm asking you about this game, this series, Who do you like?
I don't care about
this
game.
And why do you have concerns?
I have no concerns, and I don't care about this game.
Okay, so you think Toronto.
I got Toronto. Yeah, I got
you
Toronto.
You have Toronto.
Yeah, I got Toronto winning the East.
Okay, so we're good to go there.
Yeah, I'm
how many games? 6, 7? It doesn't matter?
See, I got to and again, by now you know you're listening to Soul Take Champions Live coming to you from Pittsburgh, PA. The home of champions, and I don't care about all the preliminary stuff. I get on board when it's showtime. I got Toronto winning the East. Who's winning the West? Let's go to work.
But it's a process, that's right. Bill. That's what you have to.
What's up?
You want to take the mic back, man, so I can have some NBA conversation game by game and series by series? Man, oh, man. Look.
You tell me, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Look, let me say something.
Please.
John Wall is definitely part of the equation. But Bradley Beal is the guy because he's stepping up his game.
Well, come on with the information, man.
No one expected Washington to make this series competitive.
You're right.
Okay, now John Wall, he was out for quite some time. And he's back, and he's making a big impact along with Beal. Okay, because Bill is really balling.
Can you just wrap this
Wall.
Up? Who are you talking? I'm gonna tell you something, Kev. On a serious tip, I'm joking with you. But on a serious tip, you know Washington's good for first round and out. They make it first. They make it in.
So now you have an assessment
of
the series.
I'm
huh?
just saying. I'm trying to help you get to the finish line, man. Because you know you want to run a distance race
again.
Here. Let's just sprint down the finish line and call it like it is. Who's gonna win? Who you got
winning? I have Toronto in 6 games.
All right.
And I've said it before. I think we completed our brackets and everything.
All right.
So
let's go
but
on.
But we'll move on. Please. Boston versus Milwaukee. And since you don't like to talk, you know, series to series, Bill, you don't have to say anything. So as of Monday night, you have Boston.
Trev, I'm over here. Trev, all I'm trying to – look, Trev, I'm just trying to get along. Can't we all just get along? That's what I'm saying.
So
let's go. Let's all go to a Starbucks, sit down, buy something, use the restroom, and have an enjoy the. That's all I'm saying, Mark. I don't want no trouble.
So yeah, let's talk basketball. Boston and Milwaukee. What a series! Tied Monday night.
Surprisingly,
2-2. Surprisingly, yeah. Why?
Well, because everybody had, even without Kyrie Irving, I think everybody had Boston penciled in. I think that's safe to say.
Okay. So going into game five on Tuesday night.
But you had them penciling in with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Irving's your missing ingredient.
So, again, 2-2 going into game five on Tuesday night, and then we have game six on Thursday in Milwaukee. So no Kyrie for Boston. Boston was still finding a way to get it done. And Milwaukee, the Greek Freak, is really falling out. He just had a tip-in for game four for the winner. So I think the way Milwaukee is playing good basketball right now, and no Kyrie, I expect Milwaukee to win in six as well. So we'll see what happens there. Now, before we go to Cleveland and Indiana, I want to talk about.
So you're picking Boston to lose at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Kev, before you move on real quick.
Uh-huh.
Since Bill Neal is over here talking about Starbucks. Did you see the story on Monday about Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak,
uh-huh,
going into a Mexican restaurant, standing for 10 minutes without being addressed or acknowledged? A fan saw him sitting there and actually tweeted on Twitter.
I did see that.
I heard about
it. I'm sitting here watching Giannis Antetokounmpo not being seated or served. Giannis left and went and got pizza.
Yes, and you have to take... You have to take everything into consideration. If those of you out there, if you have not seen the story, please Google it. And since Milwaukee won, the place was packed. And just like a lot of other places, it was probably understaffed. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it was a situation where I'm not sure if he were the only one, but for the guy that just scored the winning basket for your team,
you would think
he would have been taken care of. That's all I have to say. I would have went out of my way. I mean, even as a business owner, you know, I mean, that's good publicity for your business. So they really dropped the ball.
You know, if we can take a pause for the cause just for a moment, I promise. And we talked about this last week. There's as black men, and I think we all acknowledged this last week, we can all relate to those kinds of circumstances. And not so that we don't corner the market on concern. Women can appreciate those kind of circumstances. I'm sure some Latinos can appreciate it, but I don't think anybody gets it any harder or more often than black men or black people. And those kind of things happen often. And you know, the dialogue going on all of last week regarding the two gentlemen at Starbucks who were asked to leave if they wouldn't purchase something when clearly there was nothing posted that said that. Starbucks stepped
up. And that wasn't their policy, too, Bill. Last week when we talked about it, you said you believe that it was their policy, that it's not Starbucks' policy. The CEO came out and actually said that. So they want people to come in, but having them removed was totally uncalled for, and he agreed to that.
No, I mean in all sincerity, I never suggested that. I go to Starbucks often, and I've never seen any posting or listing or mandate that you have to buy anything. And I'm a regular Starbucks kind of guy. So be that as it may, the guys handled it well. Starbucks CEO stepped up. They're shutting down all their stores, 8,000 stores, for 4 hours for racial sensitivity training. We applaud Starbucks for stepping up, facing it, taking the hit, dealing with the circumstances. But my point to all this, since the dead horse has been beaten considerably, is that some of this stuff is not strange. So what the Greek Freak experienced goes to show you that sometimes it doesn't matter how much money you have, or how tall you are, or how famous you are. I think Oprah Winfrey demonstrated that one year when she was put under, I think she went into a jewelry store or someplace, if you guys remember, and she didn't get waited on, and things of that nature. So, unfortunately, but true, it happens far too often. But I think in the overall scheme of things, the more these things are brought to light, the better it is to make the world a better place.
Okay. And just getting back to basketball, the playoffs, As I indicated, I'm saving Cleveland for last for hopefully obvious reasons. But the Philly-Miami series, Philly is up 3-1. Can they go ahead and close it out? Well, what do you think, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, five games is what you're calling it in. Yes. So Philly,
Miami's
Philly,
done.
I mean, you got Ben Simmons playing out of his mind right now. You have Embiid that was injured. He came back, and he's playing out of his mind as well. And you have the
Their confidence.
So supporting cast.
And they're confident.
They're confident. They're young.
And they're at home.
I mean, how often? What did you say, Mark?
And they're at home for game five.
And they're at home. Well, okay, let's throw that in. All right. So you have Embiid.
What, home doesn't matter to you?
Well, they're going to win. I don't care if they're in Miami or in Philly. It doesn't matter.
Okay? In this case or in any case?
In this case.
Okay, because I can already say now home court advantage matters.
I'm saying in this case,
just clarifying,
everything is relative. All right, so
Jim gets lost, Kevin. You got to be clear. Jim gets lost in some of this.
That's
stuff.
That's why I answered I did. That's why I answered. He had to slot that in there.
I'm just saying.
You know, in Philly or Miami. I mean,
if
we don't need
football.
We don't need to clarify.
And maybe they won't be throwing beer cans.
Exactly. We're going to get to that as well, but. The point that I wanted to raise with Embiid, this guy, he wants to win so bad, he begged to play. He said, stop babying me. I'm ready to play. Yeah. Let's do what is necessary to get me out there on the floor. So they gave him a mask, and then he saw somebody running down court. He said, wait a minute, let me take this mask off and block this shot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did, running down the court, pulling his mask off, and then blocking the shot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Philadelphia is really sending a message, so I definitely like for them to go ahead and close it out. And then the big elephant in the room we're going to transition to, this Cleveland versus Indiana series, because I beg to differ with a couple guys here in the room. The series is tied on Monday night here, 2-2. Game five is Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Cleveland, Mark. In Cleveland. Okay, just to clarify. And after seeing what I see, I believe Indiana is going to win the series in seven games. I mentioned before you came on board, Bill, about how I'm seeing defense in the NBA playoffs versus the lack of defense during the regular season. Before game four, so we're talking game two and game three, Indiana was down 17 points. I think it might have been game three and game four, so a couple back-to-back games they were down. They actually won game three after being down 17 points.
So you got Cleveland winning the series.
No, I don't.
No.
I have Indiana.
I mean, you got Indiana winning
the
series.
I have Indiana winning in seven, and I think from a coaching standpoint, I think what's Cleveland's coach name? Lou. I think he made bad coaching decisions as far as how to approach Oladipo. At the point, I don't think Cleveland has a true point guard that's really hurting them.
Let me tell you why.
More specifically on the defensive end.
Here's why it ain't going to happen. And I don't get
Well, let me finish my point before you do so, because Oladipo, he didn't have a great game four, and I expect for him to come back strong for the rest of the games. And the coaching blunder that I was referring to on Cleveland's side, like I say, they really don't have a true point guard to defend Oladipo. And game three, I know that they actually tried to trap Oladipo at the top of the key. And it just allowed other people to get open and get quality looks at the basket, which killed Cleveland. So I do not think Cleveland plays defense good enough that they're going to overcome Indiana. And now you have Stevenson as well in Cleveland's head. They did a good job in game four. But let's see if that will continue. And then on LeBron, the way they're matching up against LeBron is really special because they're throwing different people at him. And they're really frustrating to him. And in game four, in the second half, LeBron only had 3 points for most of the second half. And then things started to open up once, what's his name, Trev? I want to say Porter, but I know it's not. It's something like Pauver. But I'll get his name for Cleveland.
Korver.
Started to hit jump shots.
Can I help you?
Go ahead, Bill.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from the guy that said Tiger was going to win the Masters. Martavius Bryant would be traded. So
I never said that about Martavius Bryant.
People listen regularly know you'd be saying stuff that's crazy. Now, this you can take to the bank. Lou is not the coach. LeBron James is the coach. That's number one. Lou's the figurehead. LeBron's a coach. Number two, it's 2-2. Am I right, Mark?
It is.
All right. That's where LeBron wanted to be. Now, you can take this to the bank. When they win game three, it's over.
Game five.
And when game five and they go up 3-2, it's over. Because LeBron is a force, and he's not going to have it on his record for the first time in his career getting bounced in the first round. Ain't going to happen. LeBron James is going to take over from this point now. Now, if it was 3-1, I'd be singing a different song right now. Kind of something like maybe from The Impressions when Curtis Mayfield was The Impressions. For your precious love means more to me. I'm sorry. You didn't
This is a sports show. Let's keep it moving.
But that's what's going to happen. LeBron's going to take over, and he's going to make sure that Cleveland wins and beats Indiana. And that, Kev, you can take to the bank now.
Well, but again, last game.
We ain't talking about that.
LeBron,
we ain't talking about
I should say.
Last game is over. Last game is over.
We talked about Korver. And he was the difference in game four
last
because
game is
now,
over.
Well, LeBron, listen, LeBron is going to get his, even though they're playing him defensively the right way. He's still going to get his, but he needs his supporting cast to step up and actually score. And that happened in game four. Now, can that continue to happen? We'll see. But I just think Indiana, their scheme offensively and defensively is a better scheme than what Cleveland is putting together.
None of which matters when the force decides to be reckoned with. When the force decides to be reckoned with, when the likes of Chamberlain and Jordan, and this is one of the greatest things you ever hear come off my lips from the greatest. They said Foreman was going to knock Ali out. And Ali stood up in front of the world and said, fighters know fighters. And Foreman knows I can whoop him. And I'm going to whoop George Foreman. And he beat George Foreman because fighters know fighters. Champions who rise
Bill,
up.
Give against us something that's relevant. You're talking about a one-on-one sport versus
let me bring
a
this
team
home for
sport.
Bring
it home.
Champion. I'm trying to tell you about that ultimate champion spirit. That willingness to do whatever it takes to win, the likes of Chamberlain, the likes of Jordan, the likes of Ali, the likes of Jim Brown against all odds, and LeBron is going to continue to put this on his shoulders and beat
and
Indiana.
And LeBron is not boxing. He's not having a tennis
match. The message
match.
Is about
he's
the champion
playing,
spirit.
He's playing a team sport.
Let me write
and
this
I'm
down,
a I'm a
you
big
can't, you can't understand
I'm a
the
big
English
LeBron
part.
James
I'm going to write it down for you in Spanish.
Fan.
You can't understand it when
but
I say it in
he
English.
But he's not going to be able to do it by himself.
I wish you were a betting man.
LeBron wins game five, then they win game six.
That's how it's going to work. I wish you were a betting man, but I know you're not a betting man, but I wish you were a betting man
because
that's your point.
Yeah, because when
Subway
you know, I
hoagie.
Take a look at the big picture, you know, you have J.R. Smith, who's not scoring the way he should score. You have Kevin Love. He can't score, but part of the reason is because he gets hurt every game.
I'm not talking about what has happened. I'm telling
you
what's going to happen.
You need the chemistry, and you need the people on the floor, your supporting cast,
simple
in order
question.
To get it done.
Question.
I just think that LeBron is all that, but I don't believe in this situation that he's going to be able to do it by himself.
Let me ask Mark a question because he's a military guy. He's very precise, precision. He's a Marine. They're focused. They have a – you know, you were an Army guy. It's a whole lot different thing. But the Marines, those Marines, man.
The smart ones.
The Marines go in and get it done.
The Army.
I don't want to cause no rough between –
the Army people are the smart ones.
I don't want no trouble
ones.
Between the Marines and the Army. Yeah. I'm just saying the Marines, precision. Now, Major, who dominated and won the first game Cleveland run?
LeBron.
Okay. And who dominated and won the second game that Cleveland won over Indiana?
LeBron.
I rest my case.
And he will dominate game five.
Now, see, that's a Marine talking.
Because he sees the hill. He sees the hill.
The Army's like, do we go in?
You take the hill.
Well, Jim, the Army's like, do we go in? Do we not go in? The Marines go in, man.
Well, let's do this. Now, let's do this.
Do I hear a bet coming? Do I hear a bet coming?
I'm going to transition.
Okay.
I'm going to transition into the NHL because we have less than 5 minutes, and I want to get this in. The Pittsburgh Penguins just defeated the Philadelphia Flyers, okay, 4-2. And the Philly fans, of course, they were at it again. You would think after the Eagles won the Super Bowl and Villanova won the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship, that all would be good in Philly.
Because they want to be the city of champions.
But no, they threw a tantrum in the final moments of the Penguins-Flyers game on Sunday when the Penguins beat the Flyers to win the series 4-2. Philly fans threw full beer cans and garbage onto the ice in game six.
In true Philly fan fashion. In true Philly fan fashion, that's how they roll. They boo Santa Claus.
But it goes back to the beginning of the series.
Okay.
Philly has such an obsession with Sidney Crosby. They just can't get past the whole Sidney Crosby thing. It's not even Philly against the Penguins. It starts out as Philly against Sidney Crosby. And Sidney Crosby beats I think he has more points against Philadelphia than any other team in the NHL. Nothing him inspires Sidney Crosby more than to be booed by Philly fans.
Let me tell you something. Who they should have been mad at? They should have been mad at what is his name? Jake Gunzel?
Gensel.
Jake Gensel, who took over scoring 4 consecutive goals to lead Pittsburgh from a 4-3 deficit to a 7-4 lead. And, of course, the Penguins won 8-5 to win, you know, the particular series and move on and try to three-peat. And then you had Malcolm, who was out.
Malcolm was out game six, right?
And you had Jake just take over. That's who they should have been mad at.
They should have, but really, as good as Jake Gensel was, and he was, still, that was Crosby's series. Crosby had 13 points, I think 6 goals and 7 assists, I believe. He had and that actually were Gensel's stats, too, for the series.
Well,
but it was really Crosby who got that whole series rolling, and Gensel finished it off.
Yeah, and Gensel is the second player in NHL history to score 4 consecutive goals.
And that's called a natural hat trick plus one. Yes.
Yeah. 4 consecutive goals. That's amazing.
He scored 2 goals in 10 seconds. But Major, your assessment of the Penguins, where they're now, where they're heading, do you see the three-peat being within reach, and who do you expect that will play next?
It's very possible. It's a real good question of who. It's either going to be Columbus or Washington. Right. The thing I don't – and then game 6 is in Columbus tonight. The Caps are up 3-2. The thing about trying to decide who you want to play, on the one hand, the Penguins have rolled through the Caps each of the last 2 years, and over history they beat them 9 out of 10 times in playoff series. As great as that sounds, you just got to think, man, is that streak going to keep going? So I kind of prefer that they play Columbus. First of all, you want Columbus to win tonight, to win game 6, so that Columbus and the Caps beat each other up one more game in a game 7. I would prefer to play Columbus just because the Bobrovsky, their goalie, Bob, as he's called, he's got the Penguins totally in his head. Columbus is a good team. Columbus, I think, has better personnel. Washington may be a better team. So it's kind of a flip of the coin. Another thing you have to think about, if they play Columbus, they'll have home ice. If they play Washington, Washington will have home ice.
Okay. So just to, you know, wrap up the NHL here before we go to break. And I'll tell you what, Bill, let's wrap up the rest of the NHL on the other side. How's that?
We'll do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill could care less about the NHL.
Bill's going to take nap while I wrap that up.
No, no. I was hanging on every word, Major. We'll be right back after this break, ladies and gentlemen.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.